And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Rushford Peterson Trojans. It's Davin Thompson. Coach, how's it going today?
It's going good, Luke. Thanks for having us on this morning.
Hey, thanks for being here. We do appreciate it, Coach. A big win for you guys last night. You take down Wabasha Kellogg 62-8, the final score. Take us through the game a little bit, Coach, overall, and how you thought your team played.
Oh, just a fast start, I guess, for the Trojans. You know, the opening kickoff, our kickoff return team did a nice job blocking. Samson Wilkemeyer was able to go up the right side of the field and take the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. So obviously can't script a better start than that. We were able to kick off to Wabasha Kellogg and got a 3-and-out. They actually snapped the ball over the punter's head. So I think we were covered on like the 7-yard line. And Grady Hingle had a 7-yard touchdown run right after that. Kicked back off to Wabasha Kellogg again, I think on 2nd down. Threw a little out route, rolled out to the right, threw an out route, and Dalton Hole kind of jumped the out and just made a beautiful play on the ball. Was able to take that back for 30 yards and a touchdown. So we had run one offensive play and we had 21 points. So you can't really ask for a better start than that, Luke. Just an all-around kind of fun night for the kids. You know, Wabasha Kellogg has a lot of nice players. Just sometimes once it starts rolling on you, you can't stop it. We've been on the opposite end of that before, so kind of know how that feels. But nice homecoming night. Got a lot of kids in the game. We're able to, some of those young kids to get in, you know, under that Friday night lights for the first time and did a really nice job. But I can kind of go through some stats for you. Riley Tesh was 5-of-7 for 42 yards and 1 touchdown. He's doing a really good job the last few weeks here, just growing. You know, this is his first year playing quarterback, kind of getting the checks down and just keeping us in rhythm. I thought Riley did a nice job. He didn't throw the ball much, but he was effective when he did. Grady Hingle touched the ball 2 times, 2 rushing attempts for 11 yards and 2 touchdowns. Caden Johnson, sophomore quarterback, he had 2 rushes for 33 yards and a touchdown. Jonah Bunkey had 8 for 77. Jonah did a really nice job, I thought, in more of our spread formations last night, running inside and outside zone. We didn't get him in the end zone, but he's a lead blocker when we go into more of a power set, so he's responsible for a lot of those touchdowns as well. And Jackson Meldahl, I think a name you'll be hearing for a while, he's a freshman. He had 7 carries for 111 yards and 2 touchdowns. Got a couple called back, so he could have been 150-plus last night without the penalties. Dalton Hole, who I mentioned before, had that pick six, broke on that out route. He had 1 reception for 7 yards and a touchdown. Miles Anderson, senior, ran a little slot fade in the 2nd quarter. He had 1 reception for 30 yards and a touchdown. So got a lot of people involved. And then, you know, defensively, I thought we played really well. Obviously, you know, Wabasha's spinner back, you never know where the ball is. It's easy to get your eyes where they're not supposed to be and end up on the wrong side of the field from where the ball is. So I thought our whole defense did a good job of reading their keys and then getting downhill fast, which was really nice to see. It'll be fun tape for those guys to just see that when you trust it and you get in your scrape, good things happen. And then just like I told the kids after the game, you know, sometimes when you're supposed to win or, you know, doing what you're supposed to do is really, really hard sometimes. So I was proud of them for taking care of business and staying focused and really getting out to that quick start and taking care of business right away.
Like you mentioned, you get the win 62-8, the final score. Coach, you got Winona Cotter next week on the road next Friday night at Winona State. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff there next week. What do you expect to see from Cotter?
I know Cotter's going to spread the field out. watched them a little bit this morning. Quarterback is a nice player, and they got a big offensive line. Play really hard on defense. So, you know, we're going to have to defend the whole field, which has, you know, been an issue for us at times. So it'll be, you know, good practice to watch that again, and be able to work on some things that we need to get better at. But, you know, we're going to still keep the focus on us, Luke. I think we've taken some steps here in the last couple of weeks to clean up some things. so we're going to keep working on us. We'll watch the tape. Obviously, you know, 62-8 is good, but there's things in there that we can learn from that we didn't do real well. So we'll try to clean those up, have a great week of practice, and be ready to go on Friday night.
Davin Thompson with us, the head coach of the Rushford Peterson Trojans. The Trojans are 3-1 halfway through the season, coming off that win over Wabashaw Kellogg. They take on Winona Cotter next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week against Cotter.
Thank you, Luke.